Welcome back to Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the lines, Peter of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Peter of Milwaukee?
Hi, Matt. Peter Pekarski here. Thought I'd call in and talk to you about the current situation, the political situation, whatever. I'm running for the Democratic nomination for senator from Wisconsin.
Great. Matt? Okay, Peter Pekarski. You're Peter Pekarski, and you are a candidate. Tell me, Peter, what's going on in your campaign? How do you read it? Chris Larson has dropped out. Ron Johnson has continued to shoot himself in the foot by saying really stupid, crazy things, saying that he didn't think he was successful in 12 years in Congress, and he isn't sure that he can win. It's not at all clear he's going to run again. More people have gotten in. What's your view of the race? What's your strategy? And more importantly, what are your principal issues?
My view of the race, one view of the race, although it perhaps was not covered that way in the newspapers, is my state senator, who's a great guy, progressive voice for a long time in the state, Chris Larson, just decided to drop out of the race. So I don't have to run against my state senator. There are a whole bundle. My view of the race is, I think there are several more people in. There may be more to come. My strategy is to go all over the state. Everybody's heard of the Indy 500. A number of weekends I've been doing the Wisconsin 500. It's, 500 miles round trip to talk to, for example, I was up in Taylor County the other day. Got a chance to see the great diversity, geographical diversity in this state. One afternoon, within a couple hours, I was looking at both the Mississippi River and Lake Michigan. Spoke to a couple of, spoke out in Grant County, zooming a number of different places. There are a whole bundle of principal issues here. One of them is universal health care as a basic right. Another one is getting universal broadband all over the state, should be all over the country, but in particular in Wisconsin, all over the state. Good. You need broadband to do business in this country. We ought to make sure it's all over Wisconsin. Another issue is protecting sustainable agriculture and our farmers, protecting the rights of workers and unions, and ending systemic racism in this country. We've got to do something about climate change, but trying to stop the effects of that, trying to stop it, reverse it to the extent possible, although that could be a long stretch, and in general, protect our environment. There are a lot of things the Department of Natural Resources does all over this state to provide clean water for all of us. A couple other issues are doing something about education, to provide affordable education for the students going to school now, and do something to lift the burden of debt off the backs of students who've already graduated. But there's so much debt accumulated that they're having difficulty moving on with their lives. And we've got to, stand up and see that our veterans are getting the support they need once their service is over. There are a lot of issues. Happy to talk to you about any of them. But those are some of the, and on top of that, we've got to protect our democracy. What the Republicans and Donald Trump are doing is just way out of bounds, way over the line. The point is, everybody in this country has a right to vote, and once you're 18, has a right to vote without obstruction and to get that vote counted accurately. And without making sure we have good, honest elections in this country, we can't get any of the other issues I was talking about. It's going to be real difficult.
Yeah, that's a good platform. And, on the protecting democracy, everything that you talked about substantively is good. It's essential. But the protecting without a protected democracy, without a free and fair voting, none of the others will result, none of them whatsoever. So protecting the integrity of our elections, I like to hear that. Peter, thanks a lot for calling in. And we have an open microphone for any Senate candidates who want to call in, or any other candidates, any successor to Ron Kind, anybody running for lieutenant governor or treasurer. And feel free to challenge somebody else in your race and debate on this show. I'll give you a full segment. A full segment is a quarter of an hour. And I will pitch you some questions and you can state your case. So, Peter, thanks a lot for calling, and I deeply appreciate it. Peter Bukarski running for U.S. Senate to replace Ron Johnson, along with a bunch of other candidates, but with a platform that I liked. I like that platform, and especially I like protecting democracy. Okay, here's another very, very weird thing, and I know why he's doing it. Donald Trump today upped the ante, and I say today, really yesterday, and called the police officer who had to shoot Ashley Babbitt on the day of the insurrection and killed her. She died. A murderer. Called him a murderer. Said, we know who he is, and they're going to get him. Now, let me tell you something. This is a police officer. There's a police officer. He's protecting members of Congress. At the time that the mob started to break the windows and the doors, there were members of Congress still on the floor. They're being ushered out to safe offices. They started with Pence. He was there as vice president to receive the certification. And then Nancy Pelosi. And then Kevin McCarthy, you know, the leadership. They took them to secure offices. Then you remember you saw a video of Mitt Romney being let off and running down the hall. Well, there are still others, very new members of Congress. And the mob was about to break in. They would have killed them. They had weapons. They had a gallows outside. They were saying, hang Mike Pence. If they had their hands on a, look what they did to cops. They beat them up. What do you think they would have done to a congressman? So the officers did what they could to stop them. When they couldn't, this guy fired his weapon. Ashley Babbitt was breaking through the window and she was killed. That was investigated. It was determined to be a lawful exercise of police authority. It had to be done in defense of the people he was protecting, in defense of himself. The right wing of the Republican Party has made this a cause célèbre. And what they're doing is they're trying to out the guy so that he and his family get death threats. They're trying to say that he should be tried for homicide. And they're making it sound like he did something wrong and not Ashley Babbitt and the insurrectionists. And ominously, Trump says we know who he is, and it'll get circulated on right-wing social media. Facebook and Twitter will bar it. The networks won't carry it. I doubt that Fox will carry it now. At some point, they're going to get sued again. But this is something, when you think about it, police officers have a very, very difficult job. My uncle and my cousin were police officers. My uncle and cousin were police officers. You get an occasional bad police officer, the guy who strangled George Floyd, shooting people in the back when they just walking away, getting in their own car, strangling them for selling cigarettes out in Staten Island without a license and getting away with it. Those kinds of people have got to be weeded out and they've got to be prosecuted. They are not representative of 99% of officers. They really are not. And how would you like to be a police officer, middle of the night, you pull over a car for speeding, you walk up to the car. Yeah, you have a bulletproof vest, but so what? And they get killed. They routinely get killed. An officer was shot in Chicago the other day. She was just walking up to a car after a traffic stop. So I am with them 100%. And for people now to call for the exposure of the officer who had to fire and Ashley Babbitt got hit is disgusting. And my message to the right wing of the Republican Party, and especially to mainstream Republicans who have any influence whatsoever, knock it off. Quit attacking the police, okay? Knock it off. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. And the first one now.